Really?
Yes.
Mild-mannered.
Beth Ann McBride.
Yeah. The mild-mannered Beth Ann McBride.
Doesn't surprise me. Made a man cry.
Sure did.
And not just one tear, right?
Many tears.
As it was related to me?
Like that cartoon of the penguin where it's so cold and when he cries, the little ice cubes come out.
Streaming tears.
Streaming.
Streaming tears.
Oh, what a fascinating reference that is. Now I'm totally confused.
She told me that this guy had, the way she described it to me was like when a woman cries and you see we're all used to seeing that, you see the mascara coming out the side, the guy had his tears coming out, his tears turned to laughter.
The glistening tears.
Yeah, and Beth Ann said, just coming out of both sides, obviously out of both eyes, but just down his cheeks.
It was like Niagara Falls.
Incredible. Did you enjoy making him cry, whoever it was?
Well, I kept going between, I'm sorry, listen, I mean, I went back and forth.
Wow. Did Mr. X appear to be like Demi Moore in Ghost?
Why, Rob?
She had copious tears in that.
Yeah.
She cries a lot.
Rob cry. I'll never know that, will I?
At the very end?
I can bring up some tears of joy, but then there'll be charges filed.
At the very end, when Patrick Swayze with those bad special effects now is saying goodbye, she not only cries, she's got like snot bubbles.
Yeah. Sure. She commits to the scene.
At the end of Ghost.
That horrible closing line that's supposed to be so touching, and Swayze says, see ya.
I have one question about this crying in Beth Ann.
Yes?
Did it happen in her apartment?
I can't.
No more secrets.
Oh.
No more secrets to
Hey, okay. She just shouldn't do her work.
So she's back there making men cry.
Oh.
A man here at the radio station.
Cousin's a heartless wench.
And this poor bastard now, I don't even know if he's here now. Maybe he's listening at home. Maybe he's plotting to come over to my house tonight and kill me.
Really?
Well, no, listen, I don't know. Because I've got to think that he's sitting there.
You're involved in this?
No, I'm not involved at all, but I'm the big mouth that's talking about it.
Yes. Oh.
And I've got to think that he's sitting there at home right now because his identity will not be divulged until tomorrow's episode.
I urge all men to embrace tears.
Yes.
Embrace them.
Not me.
Natural emotion.
I cry. Not me.
Constantly.
If you cry, you're a big puss. You heard it from me.
Mm-hmm. I'm gonna throw one of these hot balls at you.
Real men don't cry. Son of a bitch. Tell you what, you bastards. Be a tough man like me. Oh, really?
I think maybe when I was walking out of DMV today. I think I clouded up. I think I clouded up a little bit.
You can't take a motorcycle test without clouding up, can you?
Absolutely not.
Crying in motorcycles.
And if I pass it. Oh, God.
You shake my nerves and you rattle my brain.
All right, kids.
Too much love.
Time for a fast reset.
You broke my wheel.
Guys, here's the prize. $1,000.
Ball of fire.
$1,000 and the vacation today to Las Vegas, courtesy of IndependenceAirFlyEye.com.
These Nerf balls are still marinating.
It's Joe's Hot Sauce.
Yeah.
And it's the opposite of what we did back when it was snowy, when we had guys put snowballs in their pants.
Good.
Today, as a tribute to USA South, Mexico, we'll be playing the Cinco de Mayo version of Hot Balls of Fire.
Cinco de Mayo.
So let's see, before we got to hit a stop set here, exactly who, how many people are here? How many spots? Do you know how many spots?
Comedy. It's in the bag.
Hello?
You're nuts. How many guys are here, B.A.?
Eight.
How many?
Eight.
That means we only got room for two more.
That's right.
And only three of them are crying.
She just made you cry, Rob.
You made Rob. Oh, listen to that. You made Rob cry, Beth Ann.
I knew the sound of my voice would make him cry.
Yeah, puss. All right, Beth Ann, we'll see you. Okay. Bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye. All right, so that's coming up. Spots for two more guys.
Good.
And, meat news when we come right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. Is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the matter? I'll tell you what's the matter. I go out of my way for you. I do everything to try and make you happy. I feed you, I clean you, I dress you, and what thanks do I get? Oh, you bought the wrong paper, Annie. I can't write on this paper, Annie. Well, I'll get your stupid paper, but you just better start showing me a little more appreciation around here, Mr. Man.
The Don and Mike Show. You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Right. I'll decide this one.
Even tastier than Chef Boyardee.
Yeah.
The Don and Mike Show.
If this is true, you have my sympathy.
DonandMikeWebsite.com. Everybody's looking at the Kelsey Grammer video now.
There's so much stuff on there, not to mention the Katie Holmes. She's got something on her lip.
She does. And, Mike, I don't know what that lady was talking about. Hold on, let me just quickly go back to our website. Yeah. Don and Mike, because right on the very front page.
Oh, you mean the selfish lady?
You know, our computers are still screwed up.
Okay.
But I know right on the front, it says, click here to see the pictures of Mike and Buzz.
Yeah.
From yesterday. And the picture of Buzz in his hairnet is in yesterday's show recap.
Ah, very good. And today, a motorcycle failure.
Wow.
That's what
you
I am.
You are focused on that.
Don't be so hard on yourself, Mike.
I'll try not to be. But it still stings. It stings like what's going to sting in that bucket. That bucket of Nerf hot balls.
You're a loser for a day only. Are you going to go take the retake the motorcycle test tomorrow?
If I'm up.
That's the truth.
I'm looking for a pretty good sleep in tomorrow.
Of course, we both are, yeah.
It's a little Cinco de Mayo this evening, and I'm thinking of maybe just, trying to get up and mosey up, and I got the chiropractor.
Yeah, so you won't be going tomorrow.
No, I mean, I might. I think I might.
Last night, we've not played the tape yet of the Paula Abdul show.
No.
Not the American Idol show, but the other show.
Paula. I want to hear this because I didn't get a chance to see it. I want to hear what this guy sounded
like. Here's Corey. Just listen to this idiot.
My first goal, which was just to sing for Simon and hear what he had to say about me and see if people were lying about me, my family, friends, see if they had been feeding me a bunch of bulk my whole life, telling me I could sing, and I couldn't.
Yeah. Real smart kid.
Hey, she's got good taste.
We're a good-looking guy, too. Here we go.
Corey, that was beautiful. Thank you. Very sweet.
But that was very bold of you to go up to her.
Yeah.
Were you making a pass at her?
Hell no. I was performing. No, that's what you do.
But you.
Hell no. I was performing.
Yeah, I'm not credible.
Does he know his wife?
Hold on, here he is. How did he get her? How did he get her phone number?
And Corey says something happens off camera during this interview with ABC News. A woman presses something into his hand.
She told me there was a phone number in my hand that I was supposed to call and talk to somebody that was going to help me out. And if I told anybody that who it was, that I was going to be in trouble, I was going to be off the show.
And what was in her hand?
It was a phone number.
A finger.
Paper. And she told me it was Paula Abdul's phone number.
So what goes through your mind when she gives you this and says it's Paula Abdul?
A million things. I thought it was fake. And I was like, what the hell am I going to do,
I mean, just listen to the guy. I mean, even if she banged him.
Yeah, right.
At this point, you'd say, God, okay, hasn't she served penance enough? America knows she had sex with this retarded guy.
What the hell was she thinking?
Okay, there's a little more, because all you got to do is hear the guy speak for himself.
Right. Mm. Corey, that was beautiful.
Oh, hold on. Let me go to cut number.
And that's certainly exclusive treatment from Paula Abdul on American Idol.
And he calls the number given to him on this scrap of paper. And he says,
paper.
Paula Abdul answers.
I was shocked at first to even say anything, and she was like, hello?
Yeah, she's like, hello?
It's Corey Clark. And she, oh, hi, how you doing? Oh, my God, I'm glad you called.
He says he can't believe what he hears next. Paula Abdul offering to give him private help.
So she was like, you gotta have better song choices, and I want to help you through that. I want to look out after you like I'm your mom.
I want to look out after
you.
And
she was like, well, no more like your sister.
Oh, more like a friend.
Cool. And she was like, well,
like a friend.
Maybe more like your special friend.
Like a special friend? Like what, like a retard?
You're special, Corey. You're very, very special.
Now, here's where she calls him to say, hey, shut up.
We had a couple of drinks, and she's talking to me, and she's letting me know all the ins and outs of the show.
Wow.
Hold on. Here we go.
Oh, and ins and outs.
She buys him a cell phone.
Mm-hmm. All right. Some clothes.
He goes to her spa. Oh, here you go. They have sex. There you go. This is what everybody's waiting to hear.
Then Corey says one night, a few weeks after that first visit to her house, they're watching an episode of American Idol when...
She came up behind me and she just started kissing my neck. And, That's the first night that we had ever been together, you know what I'm saying?
Corey says the affair spans the first 3 months of 2003.
I know what he's saying.
It turned into a relationship. It's like, you know.
It turned into a relationship.
With you, you know. And
incidentally, Corey doesn't know how many days are in the month, you know. And they're saying that, you know. God, and here he is. Why'd she do it? And when and where they had sex?
Uh-huh.
Where did they have sex?
Where?
You slept with Paul Abdul.
Yeah.
What room? Where?
In the guest room.
In the guest room. In the guest room. Well, that's smart.
Why'd she do it?
She wanted to help me. She wanted to help me avoid the pitfalls of American Idol.
All right.
Why should we believe you?
Yes.
You can or you don't have to, you know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, like I said before, I'm not here to try to prove my case one way or the other. I'm just here to let people know what was really going down on my side of the fence.
I said, I know that she's had a bad history with guys and she's like hooked on pills or whatever, but... Okay, maybe she got a little bombed and banged this guy. Let's let it go.
Yeah, go away. I think that's what most people are gonna think.
Yo. And he's one of these guys. And plus he's skinny, he's got pockmarked, he's too skinny, got pockmarked skin, he's got like the bow bice, missing a tooth on one side. And the whole time he's just sitting there, he's trying so hard to be Snoop.
Do you think she picked him because he was so stupid? Do you think maybe that was, she figured, hey, this guy's such an idiot,
I don't know. He's so stupid, maybe, we have plenty to talk about.
Maybe she has sex with the dumbest guy every year. Maybe she had sex with John Peter Lewis last year and had sex with Scott Sable this year.
Come on up, Scott Sable.
Anyway, I found it very not convincing. I mean, and then I got into this discussion with somebody, it was somebody here at the station. Not the guy that cried, incidentally.
Okay. All right.
Although he has walked past the window.
Has he really?
You been paying attention?
No, I haven't.
Ha-ha!
My head's been down all day.
He walked past the window in the last 10 minutes since we've back on the air. In this break, he walked past the window.
Really?
That's a hint from me to you.
Oh, boy.
So I was talking to somebody around here today who said, you know you're serious about American Idol?
Mm-hmm.
You bet I am.
Homo.
Well, how do you feel about that? It's not the Olympics.
Yeah,
I don't care. I don't care if they're all having sex.
Sure, I mean, maybe they'll make it a better show
with everybody.
Wouldn't it be great if it was on cable? You know, that'd be awesome.
Like,
I mean, it was just like that. All right, now you're just not performing effectively. But let me show you. I want to have sex with you. You know, I believe the guy, but I think he's scum. I think he's just trying to build a career off of this, and I don't think it's going to work for him.
You know,
and I think the charges that he's made are probably true, and I think they are bad, but I think you're right. In the end, it doesn't matter because it's just American.